All right, welcome to another edition of Down with the Underground with DJ Uncle Psycho on the Uncle Psycho Show. We're going to contact Dwayne Clifton from Waiting for Decay. Go ahead and call him and see what we can come up with. He's a good guy. Waiting for Decay is out of Hesperia, California. They're the alternative rock, kind of the Alice in Chains type band that just really kicks ass and definitely is going to be going far here pretty quick. So let's go ahead and call him and see what we can come up with as far as interview and bullshit with him, see what the scoop is with his band.
Hello?
Oh my god, is this a rock star?
This is Rockstar City, baby!
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about!
Yeah, baby, hey man, if you want to talk to Rockstar?
Oh yeah!
I can go find you one.
Alright! Like I'm about 5'11", 250.
Yeah, baby!
What's up?
Not much, brother.
So what's the word with Waiting for Decay?
Oh dude, man, we got some crazy stuff going on. We're getting ready to, we're doing all pre-production for a new CD that'll be out in March, probably the end of March.
Yeah.
It's going to have about 12 songs on it. Have four or five of our old songs and a lot of new ones. So, yeah, we're working on that right now and got a lot of things going on.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're actually getting ready to tour in 07.
All right. Where to?
Hit Washington, hit Texas, hit up a couple of those places and show those people what we're all about.
Yeah, right.
And then, just brought on a new drummer, a new guitarist, so...
Okay, how are they working out?
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we got a really good, solid drummer. Our old drummer wanted to pursue something a little bit heavier, so he went on to a hardcore metal band.
All right.
And, this new guitarist we got is badass. Can't wait to show him to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you get him from?
Oh, yeah, he's from Orange County.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's actually a multi-task musician. Yeah, he can play the drums. Well, we haven't told our drummer this.
Yeah.
He can play the drums like crazy, dog, and then he can plays the bass. We haven't told our bass player that he's a really good bass player either. So so now everyone's gonna know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty badass. His name is Aaron, and right. Then we got the new drummer Ramsey, and we're ready to present these guys and show them to the United States, baby.
Yeah, dude, can't wait. I know you had another guitarist a while back you added on, and then all of a sudden he just disappeared. What happened with that?
You know what? He got into the music, and I guess, you know, he liked the music and everything, but I think he had a lot of personal things that were going on.
Uh-huh.
So we just thought it was best that he just, you know, pound sand.
Pound Victorville sand?
Yeah, pound the Victorville sand, baby. There's plenty of that up here.
That, yeah. Big old lot of sand and horse crap.
Yo, well, I got you a lot of horse crap. You need a fertilizer, come on down to Clifton Fertilizing.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. So how are you guys booking your tours? Who's helping y'all with that? Where are you guys going to?
We're gonna kind of do like a do-it-yourself kind of thing. You know, there's actually a label that we're getting ready to talk to that we're hoping to get some help from. Can't disclose that yet, though. So,
yeah.
But we're doing a lot of stuff ourselves. You know, and I think, you know, when bands do that, they kind of see all the work that goes into it. You know, and then maybe they would appreciate these labels more whenever they try to help out.
Yeah, so, totally.
You know, so that's we're going to do a lot of it ourselves. We've already made a lot of contacts. Made some good contacts in Colorado, some real good contacts in Texas. So we got a lot of fans in Texas.
All right.
People down there like us. So.
Everything's big in Texas, though.
Oh, yeah, baby, especially when we get there.
Yeah. Baby donkey style.
Oh, yeah, baby, baby donkey style.
Fuck. All right. So so your new CD's coming out. What you got four or five of the original songs. Which ones are those?
You know, I think we're going to use, I have a chart in front of me. We have changed our minds so many times. We're going to use the song, the New Enemies, but we're kind of redoing it. The song Last Call.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to try to, you know, do that just a little bit different. Songs like that. You know, we just sat down as a band, took a vote on what songs should be on the CD. We had about 35 songs to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of work, you know, since we've been together for a while.
Yeah.
But, we got some... This new guitarist that come in, he actually brought a lot of stuff to the table.
Oh, good.
So he threw a couple of his tunes out there, and that I cannot wait to work on. And then Mike, you know, Mike's got his freaking book of songs.
Yeah.
So, you know, once they showed us all that stuff, it wasn't too hard to choose some of these songs. I think it's going to be about half. Half of it will be somewhat kind of heavy, and the other half is going to be pretty mellow. Going to have some cello in this CD, some piano.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's going to be sick.
Dude, sweet.
Yeah, we're going to play cello probably on a couple of songs, and then we're going to bust that out live, you know, whenever the time's right.
Right.
With different venues. It just depends on, you know, which venues are ready for us to bring all that shit on stage.
Uh-huh. Who plays all the cellos and stuff?
Well, the cello, what we'll do is we'll just, Aaron.
Oh, wow.
Guitars, he can play the cello. Yeah, this cat is, he's just bust out new stuff on us all the time. He's been with us for about 3 to 4 months now, and he just told us that he knows how to play the cello.
Shit.
So we're like, dude, so we're definitely going to present that in here, and I guess he's really good on it, you know, because everything else that he said that he could do when he sits down and plays that instrument, it just blows our minds.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm really excited to, you know, it's going to be different. It's going to be different, and I hope everybody accepts it, you know, with what we've done in the past,
uh-huh.
and we'll see how that works out.
There's definitely going for something different, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know what? We're going to use that cello on, like, the, you know, the beginning of songs.
Right.
He may even set it down and go pick up the electric, go pick up an acoustic, whatever,
yeah.
You know, and then finish out the set. But, I can't wait to present it and see the reaction that we get, and, you know, hopefully everything's going to be a good reaction.
Yeah. Well, if it doesn't change your sound too much. I mean, you still got the big fan base for the original Waiting for Decay.
Yeah.
So, you definitely don't want to change it up too much where you get a total different audience, you know.
That's right. And, you know, and that's kind of scary whenever you do stuff that's new.
Right.
You know, you don't want to lose those old people, you know, your old fans. They want to see some of the old Waiting for Decay, and we got to make sure that we bring that to them, you know, on these live shows.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or should I have a big old crazy fest, like when Metallica cut their hair and everybody went ballistic and shit or something.
Oh yeah, exactly. And you know, and they took a big step. But they're Metallica, and you know, when you're established like that, you know, you can take big steps. And even the people that say, oh, you know, I'm not listening to Metallica anymore, they still do.
Yeah.
They still sell out their shows.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe what we'll do is we'll probably, you know, present a couple of old songs to start off with, and then, you know, and then shoot them with the, you know, with the new stuff.
Yeah.
And see what they think. I think that we're really, really, really working on this stage show so that we're just going to make it as flawless as possible so that when you see it, you're going to be happy that you paid that $5, $10, $15 at the door.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, $5 at the door, $4 in beer, and about $30 in gas. I'm good.
Yeah, something good's got to happen, brother. Yeah. So if something good doesn't happen, especially with the freaking gas prices, if you don't see something good, I'd be pissed.
Yeah. I'm banging your groupie, whether you like it or not.
We got to have satisfied customers, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
So if they're not satisfied, we just send them to Dace. Dace takes care of it. You satisfy them all, baby.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
So what's this, who's making up these new songs? I mean, is it everybody coming together, or who's the leader in that thing?
You know what? When Waiting for Decay first started, it was mostly me and Mike, you know, and we were actually doing a lot of the writing. When we picked up this new drummer, Ramsey, he has brought a lot of new ideas to the table. He, you know, he's just a pup, 26 years old, but he has great ideas. He throws a lot of this stuff at us, and it took me a while to get used to what he was trying to present to the band. And then I was very shocked and very pleased. And then this new guitarist that we have, I think right now he's just not wanting to step on anybody's toes.
Right.
When he breaks out and does his thing, it's like, dude, you got to start stepping on some toes. start breaking some toes. So he's very, very talented. And on top of Mike and Dace, you can't ask for more than that, you know.
Yeah.
They just bring so much stuff to the table. Now I just keep my mouth shut. Now these guys are kicking ass. I just sit back and go, hey, yeah, when you guys are done writing that song, just let me know. I'll come in and put the lyrics down. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Oh, cool. Hey, you guys just won another award this year, right?
Yes, we did. We just won the from the Rock City News Awards in L.A. We won the 2006 Best Inland Empire Band of the Year.
Yeah.
And then we won it in 2005, so we tackled it again, baby. We did it 2 years in a row.
Sweet.
Yeah, so we're very, very happy about that. And you can actually see some photos. you know, if you go to our MySpace page. But yeah, very happy about that. So and then we're waiting to see if possibly we got nominated again this year for the Inland Empire Music Awards. We were nominated last year, but didn't take home that award, but we're hoping we do this year. So
what, you guys nominated for what last year? For
last year, we got nominated for Best Alternative Band.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you take what you get. You know, I think that there's so many bands that submit their music. Sometimes you get tossed into categories that you don't really think of yourself as, you know, being in that category.
Yeah.
But, you know, they just have, they have you send in the music and their little judges review and stuff, and then that's, you know, then you just sit back and wait and see. I think that the results are actually going to come out at the end of this year. So,
oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that we get, just keep being nominated is so cool.
Yeah, because January of last year is when they actually had the awards, right?
Yeah, I think it's January 26th. And they always have it at the Casino Morongo.
Yeah.
You know, at the Key Club. And, yeah, it's a blast. You know, you can always go there and lose a couple hundred bucks, you know?
All right. So, in fact, didn't Conspiracy of Thought win that last year?
They won Best Live Performance.
Oh, Live Performance. Okay.
Yes, and they do put on a freaking hell of a show.
Yeah, I saw them with you guys a few months back, and it was pretty intense.
Yeah, they really get down. They got the electric guitar. They got all the good stuff, which we're, you know, we do mostly acoustic. So, you know, whenever electric bands go on before us, you know, it's a different flavor whenever we step up on stage. But they put out some intense, you know, music and energy.
Right.
So it's really cool to sit back and watch. So I think they're actually going to perform this year at the Inland Empire Music Awards.
Ooh, that'd be sweet to see that.
Yeah, and you know they're going to bring it. So
yeah.
And they're pretty good friends of ours. So you know we've always treated them good, and they've always treated us real good. So
yeah,
it's
Ben's
cool to have connections with those kind of people.
Yeah, totally. Ben's a really good guy.
Yeah, he is. A hell of a singer.
Yeah.
And guitar player.
Yeah. That's
dude,
crazy.
I can barely walk and chew gum. That dude's up there doing it all.
Right on. All right, so where can we get your merchandise? Where do you have it for sale at?
You know what? We actually are having all brand new merchandise all done up. We have some killer artists working on some new logos for us right now that we're going to put on shirts. Also, you can go to a Label by Society. They got some pretty cool merch up of Waiting for Decay. You know, and you can buy some T-shirts and coffee mugs and maybe even a mouse pad for your computer.
Sweet!
But, so all the new merch is coming out. I think that we'll be in full effect here in about 3 months with all brand new stuff. So, and I think everyone's just going to get a kick out of it and enjoy it, because we're going to try to bring it a little bit different, which every band says that, but we're still going to try.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Any last-minute comments to your fans before we head on out of here?
Oh, we love you guys, man. We love it at the shows. We love seeing people, you know, sing to the lyrics. Just be ready for us. Around March, April, Waiting for Decay will be back in the scene in full effect, and we're gonna blow some minds.
Sweet. So. Can't wait. Can't wait to kick off the new year with you guys, man. It's awesome.
Yes. It's going to be awesome, brother.
All right. Hey, this is Dwayne Clifton from Waiting for Decay on the Down with the Underground. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Right on,
Jeff. Take care, bud.
All right, later.
Late. All right, stay tuned for more Kick-Ass Rock and Roll. Now up, Waiting for Decay.